The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we have some new announcements concerning upcoming events in the Triangle. We're going to start off with the Ironman and Rock and Roll races of this year. This spring will be the last year for both the Rock and Roll Marathon Series and the Ironman Triathlon in the City of Oaks. The company that organizes both events lowered the hammer, but both events will go on as scheduled this year. We remain fully committed to putting on two great events in 2018 for all our runners, triathletes, spectators, partners, and the community, the company said in a statement. The Rock and Roll Series this year, minus the full marathon, is slated for the weekend of April 7th and 8th. The Ironman 70.3 Triathlon will be held on June 3rd. Then Moogfest. The lineup for this year's Moogfest includes a member of the band Limp Bizkit, two shows from Mouse on Mars, and a 360-degree audio cube. Wes Borland, guitarist for the rap rock band, will be presenting a four-hour event featuring a self-made rig. The festival, which is devoted to art, music, and technology, will be held May 17th through the 20th at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham. Moogfest will also feature the debut of A3, or Audio Cubed, a 3D audio environment to power exclusive performances from nine artists under the festival's Spatial Sound banner at the Durham Armory. The space will include a 360-degree sound system with 24 independent sources, allowing performers to articulate sound from every angle. And the Art of Cool for this year, Durham's festival announced its lineup for the 5th Annual Music Festival, along with a flurry of changes, including new ownership and a new date. This year, Art of Cool will move from the spring to the weekend of September 28th and 29th, with Durham Bulls Athletic Park as the main venue. This year's headline acts include rapper Nas, singer Erykah Badu, violinist Damian Escobar, British jazz group Sons of Kemet, Ayman Omari, and the DJ Sango. Art of Cool is shifting from non-profit to for-profit, with its sale to an entertainment company, the Dome Group LLC. Along with the Bulls Ballpark, Art of Cool venues will include Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, and The Pinhook. Festival co-founders Cicely Mitchell and Al Strong will remain involved in the curation of the program. Additional acts will be announced at a later date. The Art of Cool again moving to September 28th and 29th to Durham Bulls Athletic Park being the main venue. The North Carolina Heritage Awards, right around the corner. The 2018 North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony is on the calendar for May 23rd. The event features performances and demonstrations by a diverse array of musicians, dancers, and potters. And this year's ceremony will highlight transmission, the sharing of traditional art forms with future generations of artists. The Heritage Awards ceremony will recognize six outstanding North Carolina artists. They are Asha Ballet of Cumberland County, performer and instructor in South Indian dance, Glenn and Lula Bolick of Caldwell County, potters, musicians, and storytellers, Arville Freeman of Buncombe County, a Western North Carolina fiddler. Robert Dick Knight of Lenoir County, soul, R&B, and jazz trumpet player. And Tony Williamson of Chatham County, multi-genre mandolinist rooted in bluegrass. The 2018 Heritage Awards ceremony is set for Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater, again, May 23rd. The program starts at 7:30. Tickets are $23.60. All right, we'll take a look at some of the additions to the amphitheater lineups around the area. Red Hat Amphitheater, that's, of course, South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Sunday, April 8th, Rock and Roll Marathon Post-Race Party. Saturday, April 14th, Prime Festival. Tuesday, May 1st, The National, with special guest Big Thief. Thursday, May 3rd, Fleet Foxes. Wednesday, May 9th, Odessa. Sunday, May 20th, Primus and Mastodon, with special guests All Them Witches. Friday, May 25th, Brian McKnight. Thursday, May 31st, Dirty Heads with special guest Iration. A couple of the additions. Tuesday, August 7th, Rise Against. Friday, August 10th, LSD Tour with Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle and the Dukes, and Dwight Yoakam. Then Monday, August 27th, Leon Bridges. All right, moving on to Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway in Cary. Saturday, May 5th, it's Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Wednesday, May 9th, Atomic Rhythm All-Stars. Saturday, May 12th, Vance Joy. Wednesday, May 16th, Mint Julep Jazz Band. Saturday, May 19th, Beer and Bacon Festival. Sunday, May 20th, Cary Music and Arts Festival. This is a free event. Wednesday, May 23rd, Second Line Stompers, featuring Dave Wright and Greg Gelb. Wednesday, May 30th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Alrighty. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Friday, May 11th, Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. Saturday, May 12th, Kenny Chesney and Old Dominion. Friday, May 18th, Post Malone and 21 Savage. Friday, May 25th, Outlaw Music Festival with Willie Nelson, Sturgill Simpson, and Alison Krauss, among other headliners on that show. Saturday, May 26th, Kendrick Lamar, SZA, and Schoolboy Q. And an addition to the lineup, Tuesday, July 10th, Chris Brown. Upcoming acts at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Wednesday, April 4th, John Craigie and Charlie Lowry. This is an all-ages seated show. Starts at 8:30. Thursday, April 5th, local band Local Beer, Violet Bell, the band Sorrel, and James Walker. Starts at 8. Friday, April 6th, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles, along with James Olin Oden. Saturday, April 7th, Kevin Daniel and the Carswell Brothers at 2. And then that evening, Saturday, April 7th, Zoe and Carmen Rogers, along with Zoo Crew. Two shows on Sunday, April 8th, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with the Backsliders, Maldora, and Pinto at 2. And then Jimmy's Chicken Shack 25th Anniversary Tour with Doko, and that starts at 9. Monday, April 9th, Wonky Tonk with Icarus Airline. Tuesday, April 10th, Friendship Goodbye Morning, Goodbye Tour with Yolklore. That's at 8:30. Thursday, April 12th, local band Local Beer with Totally Slow, Cusco, and Gold Coast. Friday, April 13th, Too Bad Crew with Emma's Lounge and Africa Unplugged. Saturday, April 14th, Pulse, Castle Wilde's album release party with Curtis Smith and the Silver Lining at 2. That same day, the Vagabonds, along with the Tron Gon Band. That's at 9. And Sunday, April 15th, of course, Tax Day, Jeff Austin Band at the Poorhouse Music Hall, and that starts at 8. All right, let's switch gears to, no, we're not changing gears, there's another club, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Thursday, April 5th, Everyone Orchestra with Silo Joe at 8. Friday, April 6th, Runaway Gin, Tribute to Fish, this is at 9. Saturday, April 7th, David Allen Coe with Aaron Hamm and Big River Band and Moonshine. That starts at 8. Thursday, April 12th, Slim Wednesday featuring JoJo Herman with Kalu and the Electric Joint. And that is at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 13th, Barcode Social Events presents Trap Apollo. This is at 10. Saturday, April 14th, the Soul Psychedelic and Love Tribe, and that starts at 9. And one other club, the Ritz, located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows are at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, April 5th, Papa Roach, Crooked Teeth World Tour at 7. Friday and Saturday, April 6 and 7, Rainbow Kitten Surprise, the Friend, Love, Freefall Tour at 9. Sunday, April 8th, Bush. Friday, April 13th, Ex-Ambassadors, the Joyful Tour 2018. Saturday, April 14th, Dark Star Orchestra. Thursday, April 19th, Eric B. and Rakim. Friday, April 20th, Don Omar at 9. Saturday, April 21st, All White Party at 9. And then Saturday, April 28th, Modest Mouse. And coming up at PNC Arena, we've got, the Addition is on Saturday, July 28th this summer. Panic at the Disco, Pray for the Wicked Tour. That's the latest event to be added to the PNC Arena list. Otherwise, Saturday, April 14th, it's Women's Empowerment 2018. Tuesday, April 17th, The Eagles. Ticket prices are $95.50 and $225.50. And I just wonder if anybody will get that price here anytime soon. Tuesday, April 24th, Bon Jovi, The House Is Not For Sale Tour. And Saturday, May 12th, Cat Williams, 1111 RNS Tour. And one addition that I forgot to mention, Tuesday, May 29th, the WWE SmackDown Live. All right, going out into the communities around the Triangle, Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, April 6th, the Malpass Brothers. Saturday, April 7th, Holly Springs Community Band. Friday and Saturday, April 13 and 14, Spotlight Theater presents The Jungle Book. May 3, 4, and 5, Carolina Children's Theater presents The Tale of Troy. And then on Saturday, May 12th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Jazz Goes to the Movies. At the Clayton Center, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, April 7th, the 2018 Women's Health and Wellness Expo. This event is free, and it runs from 10 to 3. Sunday, April 22nd, Gregory Popovich presents Comedy Pet Theater. Popovich is a fifth-generation circus performer who learned early on how to develop strong bonds with animals, has rescued a majority of his performers from shelters all over the country, and has transformed them into Las Vegas stars. He's a gold medal winner in Paris, France, and a special award winner in Monte Carlo. Gregory and his pets were even finalists on America's Got Talent. Show starts at 4. Then on Thursday, May 17th at the Clayton Center, David Miles. Nightdale is back with its Food Truck Thursdays, The events are held at Knightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30. Dinner is from 6 to 8. Here's the schedule for 2018. Every Thursday, April through June. Then July 19th and August 16th. Then it wraps up with every Thursday in September and October. Also, there will be live music on the third Thursday of each month. Then Friday, May 4th, Cinco de Mayo Special Abilities Celebration. The event is limited to the first 20 families that register. The celebration will be held from 5:30 to 8 at the Knightdale Pool Clubhouse. The celebration is open to children with special abilities ages 6 to 12 and their family members. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in Cary. The final Marvelous Music Family Concert Series event is Saturday, April 21st. Atlantic Coast Theater presents Rocking Red Riding Hood. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. One Friday a month, the Boathouse on High House Road plays host to musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The concerts run April to October and are free. The first one is April 6th, featuring the Garrett Newton Band from 5 till 8. May 4th, it's Cody Daniel, 5 to 8. June 1st, Garland Mason Band from 6 to 8. July 6th, Chris Overstreet, 6 to 8. And then there are dates August 3rd, September 7th, and October 5th. The 2018 Starlight Concert Series is out with its lineup for this year. The free concerts take place Friday evenings in the beautiful gardens of Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Friday, May 18th, it's the Polka Plus Band at 7. Friday, June 22nd, Celebration of Bluegrass. That starts at 6. July 27th, Bryn Mawr at 7. And August 10th, Jamrock. That also at 7. Other events, Sunday, April 15th, African American Literary Tea. This is from 2 to 4 at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Saturday, April 21st, Children's Day Festival. It focuses on the importance of the next generation, our children, with the intent of helping them develop an appreciation for the colorful mosaic of cultures in our area. The festival is co-organized by the American Turkish Association of North Carolina and Sister Cities Association of Cary. Coming up April 28th, the 25th Annual Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival. That's at Bond Park. Wednesday, May 2nd, it's Senior Citizens Day at the Cary Senior Center, featuring the annual luncheon starting at 11:30, and the annual SAS Show Choir performance starting at 7. Saturday, May 12th, Ritmo Latino, festival for the entire family, showcasing Latino music, dance, and visual arts. There will be music and dance on three stages, Latino artisans, craft vendors, a variety of food from around the Hispanic world, a large kids zone, and opportunities to share in the richness of Hispanic culture. This is held at the Town Hall campus, noon to 6:30. Again, that's Saturday, May 12th. Also coming up in May in Cary, the 19th, it's the 7th Annual Wheels on Academy Car Show. That's from 9 to 2. It's held in conjunction with the car show. There's a new event, Touch a Truck. Touch a Truck is a fun, interactive, family-friendly event that allows children and adults to see, touch, and safely explore their favorite trucks and heavy machinery, as well as meet the personnel who protect, serve, and build the Cary community. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, obviously in Garner. Saturday, April 7th, it's Three Phantoms in Concert. That show is sold out, but you never know what happens. People may have to give up the tickets for whatever reason, so always double check. April 20th and 21st, then the 27th and 28th, the Dixie Swim Club. Five Southern women, whose friendships began many years ago, set aside a long weekend every August to recharge those relationships. A heartwarming comedy about friendships that last forever. Performances the 20th and 21st and 27th are at 8, and there are performances the 21st and 28th also at 2. Tickets for the matinee shows are $12. The evening tickets are $15. You're looking for some laughs? How about the Goodnights Comedy Club? Coming up April 5th through the 8th, Aries Spears. April 10th, Niemer. April 12th through the 14th, Josh Wolf. April 19th through the 22nd, Gary Owen. April 26th through the 28th, Margaret Cho. And as always, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. And another note, all shows are considered 18 plus. Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, Wednesday, April 11th, Disney Junior Dance Party on tour. Thursday, April 12th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Wednesday, April 18th, PJ Masks Live, Time to Be a Hero. Thursday, April 19th, The Decemberists. April 20th through the 22nd, It's the Sound of Music. Monday, April 23rd, Reality Ministries presents the 2018 Talent Show. Friday, April 27th, Nashville Songwriters at DPAC. Saturday, April 28th, Britt Floyd, Eclipse 2018 World Tour. And then on Sunday, April 29th, it is Smokey Robinson. At the Duke Energy for the Performing Arts. Friday, April 6th, Art Garfunkel. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, April 6th and 7th, The Firebird, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert Series. Performances at 7 on Friday, then 1 and 4 on Saturday. Saturday, April 7th, Livingstone College Jazz Ensemble. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Sunday, April 8th, Motus Masai, North Carolina Master Chorale, May Mandy Concert Hall at 3. Friday, April 13th, I will explain this one, Suicide Girls. It's Blackheart Burlesque. It's the sexiest, smartest, geekiest, and most fun definitive pop culture burlesque show. Featuring none other than the Suicide Girls themselves, the show has been performed hundreds of times, delighted millions of fans in over 6 countries, and has been touring since 2003. Don't miss your chance to see it live during the 2018 U.S. tour. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 9. VIP ticket options are available. Friday, April 13th, Bone Thugs and Harmony. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, April 13 and 14, Brahms Symphony No. 4, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. April 13th through the 29th, Adventure Road, a story of Huck and Tom. This is Theater Raleigh Family Series at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, April 14th, Rhiannon Giddens. This is a pine cone event. It's at Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Saturday, April 14th, Sampson County All-Star Band, May Mandy Concert Hall at 4. Then April 17th through the 22nd, Bright Star, from Grammy, Emmy, and Academy Award-winning Steve Martin and Grammy Award-winning Eddie Brickell comes Bright Star. the 5-time Tony-nominated new Broadway musical. This original musical tells a sweeping tale of love and redemption set in North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains against the rich backdrop of the American South in the mid-1940s, with flashbacks to 1923. Performances are at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, April 20th, the Music of Star Wars. This is North Carolina Symphony Special Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 20th, Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Sunday, April 22nd, Triangle Youth Philharmonic Spring Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall at 3 o'clock. Sunday, April 22nd, Naturally 7, as the special guest of internationally acclaimed singer Michael Bublé, the group Naturally 7 has been met with standing ovations nightly in Europe, the UK, Canada, Australia, and the U.S. The origins of the group date back to New York City in 1999, when Roger Thomas started the group with his brother Warren and 5 other talented singers. Roger developed an affinity for a cappella sounds and a unique ability to create distinct harmony arrangements. Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. April 26th through the 29th, Serenade. This is Carolina Ballet. Serenade is the first original ballet George Balanchine created in America, and it has not been performed by Carolina Ballet since the inaugural season in 1998. Although Balanchine insisted Serenade had no story, the ballet is not without meaning. More poetry than narrative, it is the imaginary imagery of dreams and mystery danced in the moonlight. And this is at Memorial Auditorium. Then Friday and Saturday, April 27 and 28, Romeo and Juliet. This is North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.